college basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. NAI Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament action from the College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Let's take a break, and we will fill you in on who's making the broadcast of these basketball games possible. And we'll be right back with a look at what's happened at the NAI National Basketball Tournaments, both in women's and men's play, right after this.
This broadcast of Dort College Defender Basketball NAIA Division II National Tournament action is made possible in part by Prime Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Lamar's, and Sioux City, providing responsive solutions and competitively priced products. Dreesen Eye Center, Dr. Scott Dreesen, Dr. Peggy Dreesen, and Dr. Sherry Verhoef, complete family eye care with locations in Sioux Center and Hall. The City of Sioux Center and the Sioux Center Municipal Utilities. Mile Motor Company in Sioux Center, Sioux County's Ford dealer. Premier Communications and iWireless of Sioux Center for voice, video, data, and cellular needs. Prinz Insurance for protection under the wing, offices in Sheldon and Sanborn. Snyder Insurance of Sioux Center, specializing in life, individual health, and Medicare supplements. Vanderhags Incorporated, a proud sponsor of this year's Dort men's basketball team, providing trucks and trailers and parts. Vanderhags, serving the Midwest and the nation since 1939. Joe's TV and Appliance, for service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Dr. Larry Armstrong of Sioux Center Chiropractic, the first in Sioux County to offer the Class 4 laser from LightCure Medical. This new technology can dramatically reduce pain and inflammation. Call 712-722-0788 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Van Hollen Lawn Service, serving you in every season. Services include installation and repair of lawn irrigation systems, seeding, sod, and snow removal. Renee's Salon and Spa. Appointments can now be made online at reneesalonspa.com. And by Visser Elevator Incorporated of Sioux Center, family-owned and operated since 1946, meeting grain and seed-selling needs year-round, proudly serving the poultry and swine industry in northwest Iowa.
With 2:43 left to go in this overtime session, Lords of Ohio has just taken a lead over Indiana Wesleyan 58-57 on free throws in the overtime session. Yesterday, play shook out like this at the Men's National Basketball Tournament. It was William Penn getting a 71-65 win over McPherson. Bethel dropped Embry-Riddle 73-49 in one of the few blowouts of the tournament. It was York getting their first ever national tournament basketball win over Davenport, 78-77. That came in overtime. Midland scored a win over Eastern Oregon, 77-53. Northwood fell to the College of the Ozarks. Northwood entered as the number 3 seed in the tournament, 57-49, the final score there. It was Southern Oregon over Madonna, 83-66. Indiana Southeast scored a win over Valley City State, 75-72. And it was St. Xavier getting a victory over St. Mary of Kansas, advancing on with a 29-5 record into the second round of the tournament tomorrow. With 1:58 left to go in this contest, Indiana Wesleyan leads Lords 59-58. The winner of this contest will meet the winner of the Northwest Dort College game tomorrow morning at 10:15. Other games on the schedule for today following the Dort-Northwest contest, it will be Jamestown versus Cardinal Stritch. At 1:45, it's Rochester taking on Bellevue. At 4 p.m. this afternoon, Grace of Indiana takes on Tennessee Wesleyan. At 5:45, it's Mount Mercy playing St. Thomas of Florida. At 7:30 tonight, it's Northwestern playing Cal Maritime. And Warner Pacific will play Dakota State in the final game of the day, scheduled for 9:15 this evening. In women's basketball in Sioux City, that tournament is also into the second day. Yesterday, it was Morningside over Weber International, 92-43. College of Idaho dropped Oklahoma Wesleyan 66-65. It was Bethel over Valley City State, 79-63. Roosevelt defeats Friends, 57-52. It was Briarcliff over, Northwestern defeated Mayville State 92-66. Concordia of Michigan over Olivet Nazarene 90-80. St. Xavier defeated St. Thomas of Florida 70-49. And St. Francis dropped Reinhardt of Georgia 62-42. In women's tournament play today, starting at 8:30, that game underway. It's Cardinal Stritch of Wisconsin playing Concordia. College of St. Mary will play Davenport of Michigan in the second game of the day. At noon, it's Eastern Oregon versus Southwestern. Jamestown plays Menlo. Grandview will play Purdue Calumet this evening. Briarcliff plays Siena Heights of Michigan this afternoon. And the College of the Ozarks plays Milligan out of Tennessee this afternoon. All that on day number two of the NAI National Basketball Tournament in Sioux City for women's play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.9 FM. Indiana Wesleyan leads Lord 61-58 in overtime. Let's take another break and be back with more from the National Basketball Tournament right after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Under a minute left to play, Indiana Wesleyan has the one-point lead and the basketball. As we try to reach a conclusion in that first-round contest, Indiana Wesleyan just missed a shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lords. Indiana Wesleyan will maintain possession of the basketball. Tell you a little more about this tournament. The Road to Point Lookout, of the 32 total teams that are from NAI-affiliated conferences and Association of Independent Institutions, plus 10 at-large selections. Four squads punched a ticket to the first-ever national championship. Those were Madonna, Rochester, St. Xavier, and Valley City State. For Dort College, they are making their third trip to the NAI Division II National Basketball Tournament. They also made a trip to the single division tournament back in 1988. Last year, the Dort College Defenders advanced to the quarterfinal round on Saturday before losing to McPherson, a member of this year's national tournament. National tournament experience as Northwest was victorious over Northwestern last year in the second round of the tournament before falling to Northwood of Florida in the quarterfinals. Northwest also played in 2011 and was eliminated in the first round and played in the 2007 national tournament and advanced to the semifinals before falling. We still have 35 seconds left to go in this contest. Indiana Wesleyan with a lead in the basketball. Up one. Let's take another break and be back with more right after. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Lords with the basketball, down one with 15 seconds remaining. They take a shot, miss it, tap in, no good, still alive, shot off the glass, no good, tap out, controlled by Lords. Shot at the buzzer is no good, and it looks like Indiana Wesleyan is going to hang on for the win with 3.3 seconds left. A melee under the hoop, and Lords was unable to convert, and now Indiana Wesleyan in position to win this contest with free throws on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Coming up on our pregame show, we will be talking with Coach Ross Dalma about the matchup between Dort College and Northwest. Also take a closer look at this Northwest crew and what challenges they present. They are a squad that likes to shoot the three. This one's still not over, though. Indiana Wesleyan and Lords in overtime session. Wesleyan leads at 61-60 with 3.3 seconds remaining, and they're shooting free throws. First free throw was no good, so it's still a one-point game, and there's still plenty of time left. As soon as this game is over, we will jump into our pregame coverage of Dort College versus Northwest. Second free throw is good, so a two ties it and a three wins it. Pass to midcourt. Shot up, no good, but with one-tenth of a second left, Lords will be shooting a free throw, a pair of free throws with an opportunity to tie it. So there's still a tenth of a second left to go in this one. Free throws will be shot by a player who is a 68% free throw shooter, trying to force a second overtime. One-tenth of a second remaining. And he missed it, so now he's got to miss the second one on purpose and hope for a tip-in. Basketball from the national tournament made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Second free throw was no good. And advancing on in the tournament is the number seven seed, Indiana Wesleyan. Wesleyan gets there with a 62-60 overtime victory. So now we can jump into the coverage of our Dort College versus Northwest contest. The Dort College defenders enter today's contest with a 26-6 mark. Northwest is 22-10. We'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach.
The asthma
right after
and allergy
this.
Fund.
For the second time, we say good morning from Hard Work U on the College of the Ozarks campus. Northwest and Dort College warming up for today's contest. Northwest comes in as a member of the Cascade Conference. They're 22-10 overall, 11-7 in the league. Northwest advanced to the league tournament semifinals before being eliminated by Warner Pacific, the eventual champion. Six of Northwest's losses are to teams in the tournament field, and they have two wins over the teams that made the 32-team carnival. Northwest had won three games in a row before falling to Warner Pacific, earning wins over Oregon Tech, Evergreen, and the College of Idaho. That three-game winning streak came on the heels of a five-game losing streak when the Eagles lost games to Eastern Oregon, College of Idaho, Concordia of Oregon, Warner Pacific, and Southern Oregon. Cascade Conference had four members make the field, with Warner Pacific, Southern Oregon, and Eastern Oregon joining Northwest in the field. Eagles outscore teams 73.6 to 66.2 on average, and out-rebound teams 35.9 to 31.7. Coach John Van Dyke's team is converting 45.3% of its field goals, while opponents convert 43.2% of the field goals they attempt. Northwest is not bashful when it comes to shooting the three-pointer, having taken 845 long shots, and they've converted 35.9. Of Northwest's field goal attempts, 46% of them have been three-pointers. Northwest has converted 436 turnovers while forcing 447 by opponents. Michael Green is a do-it-all player for Northwest. The junior post player has a 17.9 points per game average, going in with 8.8 rebounds per game and a team-high 89 assists and 46 steals. He's making 65.6% of his field goals and has gone to the free throw lines 172 times and has made 130 of them. Michael Russo is averaging 17.2 points per game with 4.8 rebounds, and he is 96 of 229 on three-pointers. Ryan McIntosh is good for 11.4 points and 3.7 rebounds, while Ryan Dornick is putting in 9.7 points per game. Nemanja Grujicic scores 6.6 points per game and is second on the team in rebounding with a 5.7 average. Let's check in with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach, as he gives us a thumbnail sketch of this Northwest team. Let's visit with Ross Dahm, a Dort College men's basketball coach, as the Defenders get set to take on Northwest in the first round of the NAI Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament. Coach, it's been a week and a half since your team played. How has preparation gone? How have the last couple of days gone as you prepare for Northwest?
Well, Mike, the preparation has gone well. You know, we're getting a few guys a little bit closer to their original state of health, which is good. And, you know, the obvious concern is that there's been a little bit of a gap between our last game and the one we're playing here today against Northwest. With that said, you know, I think we were very fortunate, too, to be playing in the GPAC championship game, so that lessened that gap just a little bit.
After the GPAC championship game, you wait a couple days, you find out your first-round opponent, it's Northwest. What do you know about Northwest?
Well, you know, they're a team that's been here before as well, and they're a team that really utilizes the arc. Over 800 of their shots have been three balls, and so that's a concern. You know, they're shooting 36%, but that's just an average. There's some games where they're a lot better than that. You know, they've got 22 wins, so obviously, you know, they've been above that average. You know, our challenge is going to be to keep them, you know, from hitting a high percentage of those today, and dealing with Michael Green, who's a very good interior player for them.
Success against them, what have those teams done?
Well, I think you got to be able to attack inside, and you know, I think we've got the people to do that. That's just going to be the challenge today. You know, it's going to be very physical, and even as physical as the GPAC is, when we get down here, it's even more so. And so we got to be able to take care of the ball in order to get it to those guys. And there's going to be opportunities for our shooters to get some shots, and we got to capitalize on that when, you know, that opportunity arises.
You talk about the state of the health of your players. Fill us in on some of those updates in terms of where your guys are at heading into the last week of the season.
Well, you know, there's just some nagging injuries that occur throughout the course of the season, and this gap gave us a chance to get a little bit closer to being more healthy. You know, Tyler Walterscorp has practiced a little bit now, and so he might get, you know, a run here or there, and that'll definitely be good for us. But I think we feel good, you know, where we're heading in here. Finished the season on a lot of momentum, and that's a positive. So I think our guys are ready to go. You know, we've been here since Monday, so we've had some time to get adjusted. There were some games yesterday, and I know that really whets your appetite a little bit, too, so I think the guys are ready to take the floor.
Defend the arc, try to get the ball inside. Anything else that we need to watch?
Well, there's going to be a lot of long rebounds because of the fact that they shoot three-pointers, and I thought against Morningside we did a good job of going out in space and pursuing those. You know, Cliff Warner had seven boards. We're going to have a guard or two have that same kind of production there in terms of running down long rebounds.
That is Coach Ross Dahma talking about the matchup between the Dort College Defenders and Northwest. Northwest out in front of me warming up. I'm sitting opposite the Dort College bench. And it should make up for a very interesting morning as you lose all sense of time and place once you step inside the gymnasium. You come in at 8:30 in the morning and the place is filled with, I would imagine, over 1,000 fans. And it's just difficult to comprehend that it's 8:30 in the morning with all that activity happening. Here we are, 10:20 or so, getting set for the second game of the day. One game in the books already. Indiana Wesleyan awaiting the winner of Northwest and Dort College. Dort College is 26-6 this year, 15-5 in the GPAC. They won the postseason GPAC tournament. Dort College is averaging 80.7 points per game on offense. They limit teams to 69.7 points per game defensively. The Defenders have converted 50.7% of their field goals, while teams are making 42.9% against them. Dort holds a 39.0 to 30.2 rebounding advantage and have turned the ball over 443 times in 32 games, while forcing 380 turnovers. The Defenders are 219 of 578 from the free throw line, the three-point line, that it should be, for 37.9%. They're 68.8% of their free throws for success, 518 of 753. Trevor Walterscorp is scoring at a 14.6 points per game clip to go with a team-high rebounding average of 6.8. Walterscorp has 55 assists and has converted 57.5% of his field goals. Cliff Warner is good for 14.5 points per game with a season-high 118 assists and 3.0 rebounds per game. Jordan Bogos at 13.3 points per game with 5.2 rebounds, and he converts 65.4% of his field goals. Chris Severs is at 10.3 points per game, and he's making 55.1% of his field goal attempts. Austin Kachi chips in with 9.9 points per game and has made 48 three-pointers. Kyle Lindbergh, 7.4 points per game. Sean Kaiser, 4.6 points per game. And maybe if you listen to the pregame interview, we might see Tyler Walterscorp at some point today and in this tournament. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with starting lineups right after
this.
You're
made in his image.
A nice-sized crowd on hand for this morning's basketball game between Dort College and Northwest. Here are the starting lineups for today's contest. First of all, for the visitor on the scoreboard, the Dort College defenders. They will start Cliff Warner, a senior out of Altoona, Iowa, averaging 14.5 points per game. Austin Kachi wears number 21. He's a 6'4 junior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 9.9 points per game. Trevor Walters Dorf's a senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.6 points per contest. Kyle Lindbergh is a 6'6 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7.4 points per game. And Jordan Vogel fills out the starting lineup for the defenders. He's number 43. He's a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.3 points per game. For Northwood, they will go with number 21. That is Ryan McIntosh, a 6'4 junior from Puyallup, Washington. Dornick, a 6'6 senior from Vancouver, Washington. And Dornick is averaging 9.7 points per game. Number 32 is Michael Green, a 6'5 junior from Bellingham, Washington. Green is averaging 17.9 points per game. And Nemanja Gurčić is a native of Ratkova, Serbia. He's 6'8". He's a sophomore. He's averaging 6.6 points
every
per game. Opening
inch.
Tip right after
that's
this.
That's a familiar.
Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate third quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Well, with the national tournament comes some pomp and circumstance that we were not planning on, so we have a moment for another break, and we'll take that right here. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5
Adore College
FM.
Education.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nice contingent of fans have made it down for the Dort College Defenders first round game this morning at 10:15. The winner advances on to play again tomorrow morning at a scheduled 10:15 start time against Indiana Wesleyan. Indiana Wesleyan earlier today victorious over Lourdes. That's a school of out of Ohio, the team that made it in with the last at-large berth. 62-60, that one came in overtime. That is why we've gotten a little later start than anticipated here this morning. Dort College in their road black jerseys, and we are set for basketball. Jordan Vogel to tap it up, and the opening tap is controlled by Northwest. Northwest with the basketball, Michael Green with it. Green hands it off to Ryan McIntosh. McIntosh will set the offense, working against Cliff Warner. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. They feed it inside to Green. Green kick out pass back over to McIntosh. McIntosh hits a three. It's good. McIntosh makes it 3-0. Northwest in front. Pass goes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf right side, Kachi. Kachi gives into the corner over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Drives the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt is fouled on the play. And Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a pair of free throws. Foul charge to Northwest. Trevor Walthersdorf on the second chance shot. That foul went against Michael Green, and that's his first with 19:24 left to go in this first half. Just underway, Northwest leads it 3-0. Walthersdorf's first free throw is no good. Walthersdorf making right at 70% of his free throw shots this season, 119 for 168. Another free throw on the way for Walthersdorf. This one's up and good. So Walthersdorf makes one of two, and the defenders trail it 3-1. Bringing the basketball up will be Green. Green kind of does everything for this Northwest team. He'll set it up from the outside. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes. They pass it down low to Grujevic. Grujevic, his shot is up, no good, and he's called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. Dort College with the basketball back. Bringing the basketball up will be Cliff Warner. Warner into the front court for the defenders. Dort College trailing 3-1. Guarded by McIntosh. Warner gets a ball screen up front. Passes left side. Kachi. Kachi, three ball. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by McIntosh. McIntosh with the basketball. McIntosh will bring it into the front court. Pardon me. This is Ryan Dornick. Dornick with the ball. Dornick passes left side. Gives it up to Russo. Russo with the ball. Russo on the left wing. Guarded there by Lindbergh. They switch off on him. They pass it back over to McIntosh. McIntosh, right side, comes back over to Dornick. Dornick will drive with the left hand. Shot is blocked by Vogel. Out of bounds. It will be Northwest basketball. Northwest with the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Down on the left baseline from my vantage point, opposite the visitor's bench. Here at Keter Gym on the campus of the College of the Ozarks. Pass comes into Dornick. Dornick with it on the left wing. Dornick looking down low. Ball deflected out, taken away by Walt. Walt driving the other way. He's going to go in for the layup. Shot no good. He ends up in the bleachers underneath the basket. And the ball taken away by Warner. Warner gets the steal on the outlet pass. Cliff goes inside Walt. Walt with it. Spins baseline. Reverse layup is off the mark. No good. Drew a lot of contact on both plays. No call forthcoming. And here come the Eagles. Eagles with the basketball. On the right side is Russo. Russo with the ball. And we've got a block called on the defenders. Oh, an illegal screen called on Northwest and Ryan McIntosh. McIntosh whistled for the personal foul. Well, they're going to call that on Green, beg your pardon. That is a big, if that is on Green, and it is indeed on Green, that's his second. 18:05 left to play in this first half. Dort College trails 3-1. Cliff Warner brings the basketball up for the defenders. He goes left side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it on the wing. Walthersdorf gets a ball screen. He drives. Nothing there. Lost the handle on it. Back out front, Warner. Warner looking down low for Vogel. Comes back over to Lindbergh instead. Off the bounce, Warner. Warner three. In and out, no good. Rebound tap out controlled by Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff. Cliff with it. Right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Drives baseline. Nothing there. Throws it away intended for Vogel. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwest basketball. 17:38 left to play in this first half. Northwest will inbound the basketball down in the far corner. That's Nemanja Grujevic. Grujevic gets the ball inbounded. He'll bring it up against Walthersdorf. Grujevic across half court. So far, Northwest leads it 3-1. Grujevic down to the baseline. Nothing there. Dort College fans want a carry. Ball goes inside, and Ryan McIntosh puts it up over the top of Cliff Warner, and Northwest has a 5-1 lead. 5-1 our score, Walthersdorf left side, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to go on number 13, Nikola Djokovic. He's a reserve post player. He picks up the third foul against Northwest in this ballgame. Dort College inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Cliff Warner. Warner looking, gets it into Walt. Walt in traffic, lost it. Taken back by Northwest. Northwest off and running. Trailing 5-1 are the defenders. Northwest with the basketball. Up front, Grujevic. Grujevic left side to McIntosh. McIntosh looking down low. McIntosh has the dribble. He takes it into lane. Shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh on the right side. He's going to drive to the 12-foot mark. Gives it back over to Kachi. Kachi off the bounce. He puts it up from 12 feet straight on. No good. Rebound taken away by the Eagles. Northwest with the basketball. 5-1. Northwest leading. Northwest with the basketball. McIntosh. McIntosh goes over to Russo. Russo with the ball. Russo, nothing there. They come back out front left side. Dornick. Dornick to Grujevic. Three-pointer straight on. Missed it. No good off the side. And the rebound is out of bounds, last touched by Northwest. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball, trailing 5-1. Dort College has gotten some good shots, haven't gotten them to drop yet. 16:23 left to play in the first half. Got to work out some early game and early tournament jitters. It's been a while since Dort College played. Last time they played was last Tuesday night. Comes over to Vogel at the top of the key, looking for Kaiser on the left side. They've got Severs and Vogel on the floor together. Kick out pass. Lindbergh, straight on jumper is good. Kyle Lindbergh makes it 5-3. Dort College down two. Eagles basketball, McIntosh. McIntosh straight up the floor, guarded there by Lindbergh. They pass left side. This is a new player, Skogstad. Skogstad will put up the three from straight on. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Comes back over to Warner. Warner will bring it up. Warner with it on the left side. Cliff has it at the top of the key. Nothing there. He dribbles off to the right. Passes out front, Vogel. Vogel facing up, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Severs. Double team. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser 12 feet from the hoop, straight on. Drops it back underneath for Severs. Kick out, Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner, three. Off the heel, no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's taken back by Northwest. And Northwest gets the defensive rebound. Fouls called on Sean Kaiser. 15:20 left to play in this first half. Walthersdorf is in. Vogel is out. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Walthersdorf, that's Trevor, Cliff Warner, Kyle Lindbergh, Sean Kaiser, and Chris Severs. Not quite 5 minutes gone into this contest. Northwest leads 5-3. Northwest with the basketball. McIntosh looking, gets it back over to Skogstad. Skogstad gets a screen out front. Skogstad pushed out on the floor, comes back left side, Rousseau. Rousseau with the ball. Rousseau, left side. To Skogstad. Skogstad with the basketball. They go pick and roll. And down to the baseline. Picking the ball up is Jokovic. Jokovic, nothing there. Now a three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Long rebound, though, taken down by Rousseau. Rousseau to McIntosh for Northwest. He's on the left wing beyond the three-point line. McIntosh passes right side. Gets it over to Skogstad. Skogstad on the wing to Rousseau. Rousseau drives in, and he draws the foul on Kyle Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh whistled for the personal foul, and for Kyle, that's number one with 14:32 remaining in the first half. 5-3 Northwest leads. Michael Rousseau to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Rousseau, a 72% free throw shooter. Austin Kachi waiting at the scores bench to check in. First free throw by Rousseau is off the mark, no good. He's got another one on the way. Checking back into the contest, Grucevic. Checking out is Djokovic. Another free throw on the way for Rousseau with 14:32 left to play in this first half. Rousseau will step up to the charity stripe and try to extend the Northwest lead to three. Free throw is up. Free throw in and out, no good. Dort College with the basketball. Here comes Cliff Warner. Dort College has not led in this one. Warner with the ball. Warner goes high post Kaiser. Kaiser spins to the left wing. Gives it back over to Kachi. Kachi catches fire. Three splash. Austin Kachi gives Dort College their first lead of the basketball game. Northwest with the ball. They bring it up. This is Grucevic. Grucevic with it on the right wing. He comes back out front to Rousseau. Rousseau guarded closely. They try to run a pick and roll. They come back right side. Skogstad. Skogstad looking for the pick and roll again. Shot up underneath and good. 7-6. Grucevic on the pick and roll. Able to get free for the basket cut. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi picks up his dribble back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Cliff with it out front. Comes back left side Walt. Walt underneath Severs. Severs, they bring the double team. He tries to spin out of the double team, and it's taken away on the cross-court pass by Skogstad. Skogstad with the basketball. Rousseau. Rousseau catches, fires three. No good. Rebound taken down by Warner. Here comes Dort College. Dort College has led by one. They trail by one now. Right side, Kachi catches another three. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Grujevic. Grujevic gives it off to Skogstad. Skogstad, Rousseau. Rousseau, three. Good. You can't let him catch and shoot. He extends the lead to four for Northwest at 10-6. 10-6 our score. Northwest with the lead. Dort College with the basketball. Kachi with it on the wing. Austin with the basketball. Gives it back left side over to Walt. Walt on the baseline. He's working against Rousseau. Walthersdorf will drive the lane. He taps it outside to Kachi after it was deflected away from him. Warner, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball, gives underneath Severs. Severs spins it up, shot is good, he's fouled. Chris Severs with the two-point basket. And he'll try to make it a one-point ball game here with a free throw for the senior from Huxley, Iowa. Severs, a 63% free throw shooter. Kaiser checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Nathan Rindles. 12:39 left to play in this first half. Northwest 10, Dort College 8. Severs with a free throw. Chris Severs with the right hand. It's up and good. So Severs makes the free throw for the three-point play. And the defenders are back to within one at 10-9. 10-9 our score, 12:39 left to go in the first half. Bringing the ball up will be Taylor Client. Client with the basketball. Client at midcourt, guarded there by Rindles. He goes high post. This is Green. Green back into the ballgame. Kicks it back outside. Green playing with two personals. Driving left side is Skogstad. Skogstad gives it up. Grucevic. Grucevic travels with it. Northwest turns the ball over. It'll be Dort College basketball. With 12:19 left to go in the half, today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Cliff Warner with the basketball, he'll bring it up for the defenders. Warner across half court, right side with it. He's guarded there by Client. He's on the wing, picks up his dribble, drops it down low for Vogel. Double team, they brought three for a moment. Now they kick it left side, Rindles. Rindles underneath Walt. Walt up and good. Trevor Walthersdorf with a two-point basket. He's got three, and the defenders back in front by a point at 11-10. 11-10, our score. Warner guarding the ball. With it is Skogstad. Skogstad will drive baseline. Warner doesn't give him anything easy. Green back outside to Client. Client with the basketball. Client with it on the right wing. Comes back over to the post player, Grucevic. Grucevic on the perimeter. Tries to drop it inside. The ball is kicked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Initially, the indication was last touched by Dort, but now they say it was last touched by Northwest. It'll be Dort College ball with 11:38 left to play in the game in the first half. Dort College leads 11-10. On the floor for the defenders is Rindles, Kachi, Vogel, Walthersdorf, and Cliff Warner. For the Eagles, they counter with Green, McIntosh, Rousseau, Shackett. Right side is Warner. Warner on the right wing as we get back to play. Rindles goes on the wing back over to Warner. Warner with it straight on in between the circles. Right side, Kachi looking underneath. Nothing there. Comes back over to Warner. They reverse it left side. Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi off the bounce. Nothing there. Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Drops it off inside Walt. Walt reverse layup. Good. Trevor Walthersdorf with 5 points. And the defenders lead 13-10. 11 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College with their biggest lead of the contest. Eagles with it. This is Green. Green kick out. Set up. Three-pointer off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi off the missed shot by Clyde. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the three-point lead. 13-10 our score. Warner. Vogel. Vogel dunk. Jordan Vogel drops the hammer. Dort College leads at 15-10. Timeout on the floor. Charge two. Northwest back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Ask one of our...
Dort College on defense as we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Beninklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do... DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000, and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, Brian Grinewick is a broker. With a basketball, Northwest. They drop it off inside for Green. Taken away by Kachi off the deflection by Vogel. Here comes Dort College. Back the other way, Walt. Walt in the corner, Kachi. Kachi back over to Trevor. Trevor, baseline J, no good. Missed it from about 17 feet on the left side. Rebound cleared out by Jeremy Paul. Beg your pardon, that's not Paul, that's McIntosh. McIntosh with a basketball out front. McIntosh will shoot the three to try and cut the lead to two, and he makes it. McIntosh averaging 11.4 points per game coming into the contest. He's got eight already today on two threes and a two. Kachi goes left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it on the way. Comes over to Rindle. Stuart College going without Warner for right now. They give it off inside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, too many bodies. Unable to knock the shot down. Here come the Eagles. Eagles with the basketball. Left side comes to McIntosh. McIntosh has had the hot hand. Or College switches on him. Pass comes right side, Grujovic. Grujovic with the basketball. He looks inside for Green. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Northwest. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College is going to go to their bench, and they will check Sean Kaiser in. Also, Tyler Walthersdorf checking in. Chris Severs is on the floor along with Kyle Lindbergh and Cliff Warner. So nearly wholesale changes for the defenders. For Tyler Walthersdorf, this is his first action since mid-January. He's been battling a foot injury. Let's see how long he... Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh gives it up inside to Severs. Severs back over to Warner. Warner three. Bang, bang, bang. 18-13. Dort College with a five-point advantage. Ryan McIntosh with the basketball. He'll try to answer. 9 minutes left to go in the first half. Eagles basketball. They pass it off to Dornick. Dornick to pass underneath. Last touch by Green. It'll be Dort College basketball. They are making Green work awfully hard for anything he can get. He comes into the contest averaging 17.9 points per game. And the Dort College defender lead is 18-13. Bringing the basketball up is Warner. We might have a zone here by the Eagles. Out front with it is Cliff. Cliff right side, Kaiser. Kaiser goes right side. It is a 2-3. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser loses the basketball. It's picked up by the Eagles. Coming back the other way, McIntosh. McIntosh, shot blocked by Lindbergh. Fight for the basketball. Kaiser doesn't give it up easily, and he takes it away from Michael Green. Sean Kaiser wrestles that one away from Michael Green, and the Dort College defenders have the basketball back. Lindbergh didn't give up on that play either after the turnover. Got the blocked shot. Tyler Walthersdorf goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up. Kaiser right wing. Back over to Cliff. Cliff out front. Cliff between the legs dribble. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking. Nothing there. Comes back over to Warner. Warner off the bounce. He's going to drive in. Dumps it off for Trevor. Trevor's shot no good. Tyler's shot no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Grujovic. Grujovic with the rebound. He comes back over to McIntosh. McIntosh with 8 points here in the first half. He'll drive baseline, cut off by Kaiser. Short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Gets it back over to Warner. Warner into the front court for the defenders. Cliff with it on the bounce. 3 points. Green with the basketball. Green comes back right side over to McIntosh. McIntosh with it on the right side. McIntosh comes back over to Shackett. Shackett gives left side Dornick. Dornick with the ball. Dornick comes back to McIntosh. 7:20 left to go in the first half. Down to the baseline. The drive. Shot blocked, but a foul on the play. Did it come before the shot is my question. It did not. They're going to say it came on the... Shackett, a 50% free throw shooter. And he'll go to the free throw line for a pair here. 18-13, a low scoring first half. First free throw is up and good for Shackett. He'll try to cut it down to two. Checking into the ballgame for Northwest is Nikola Jokovic. Checking out is Nemanja Grujovic. Another free throw on the way for Shackett. This one's up, and that one's good as well. Shackett makes it 18-15. Dort College with a three-point lead. 7:10 left to play in the first half. Warner goes left side, Trevor Walthersdorf. Warner's back over right side, Kaiser. Kaiser catches, shot, three, no good. Rebound taken away by the post player, Jokovic, for Northwest. Northwest off and running with it. Right side is McIntosh. McIntosh with it. McIntosh comes back over to Shackett. Shackett, right side McIntosh. McIntosh with it on the wing. He comes back, top of the key to Green. Green, three, no good. And this ball saved into Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it away, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser gets a lane to the basket, floats it up, shot no good. Ball's down on the floor, and it's last touched by Kaiser, and they're going to call a foul on Sean Kaiser. Kaiser picks up his second with 6:35 left to go in this first half. Dort College by three. Kaiser will check out. Kachi is back in. Well, what you don't want to do against this Northwest team is just simply try to match them three for three. You want to pound the ball inside, and when Dort College has done that, they've had success. When they stand and stood and shot, it has not gone as well. Dornick with the basketball. He passes left side Shackett. Shackett goes high post Green. Green guarded there by Vogel. Green comes back right side over to Jokovic. Jokovic gives it up to Shackett. Shackett down low Green. Green backing his way in against Vogel. Kick out pass. Three on the way is no good. Rebound Kachi. Kachi wrestles it away. Comes over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner passes left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Vogel. Vogel. They'll wave it off and say the foul came before the shot. That is team foul number five on Northwest, and that goes on Green, and that's number three on him. Hokey beats. That is not good for Northwest. Dort College will inbound the basketball. They get it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives the lane, floats it up, shot too strong, no good, off to the side. Rebound taken away by Northwest. Northwest with the basketball, McIntosh. McIntosh at the center jump circle. He comes left side, Dornick. Dornick comes to Shackett. Northwest down three. Northwest with the basketball. Northwest on the right wing, Rousseau. Rousseau drops it off. Post dump shot, no good by the post player, Jokovic. Here comes Dort College. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh has a lane to the basket momentarily. It's cut off. Comes back over to Warner. Warner to Vogel. Vogel has it hacked away. Here come the Eagles. Shackett across half court. Shackett in between the circles out front. Shackett guarded there by Warner. Shackett driving with the left hand. Nothing there. Dornick. Dornick spots up. Rousseau. Rousseau. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College leading 18-15. Under 5 minutes up to go in the first half. Lindbergh kick out pass Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner to the free throw line. His floater is off the rim and down. 5 points for Warner. Dort College leads 20-15. Let's see if they can piece together a few more stops and a couple more buckets. 4:39 left to go in the first half. Rousseau guarded there by Lindbergh. He's out on the wing. He's the three-point shooter. Rousseau steps back. A long two on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Lindbergh. Lindbergh has it tapped away out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Every ball that goes up off of the rim, you had better be ready to go after with everything you have got. Nathan Rindles will check into the ball game. Kyle Lindbergh will check out along with Vogel. Severs is back in for the defenders. Dort College leading 20-15 in a game that has not been the prettiest to watch. But let's see if Dort College can close the last 4:25 with a little momentum. Warner with the basketball out front. Cliff gives it high post, Waltersdorf. Trevor with the basketball facing up against Rousseau. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Severs. Severs, free throw line, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, three, no good. Tap out by Severs, controlled by Rindles. Right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner underneath Severs. Severs, they bring the double team. He reverses back over to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Inside Severs. Severs at the free throw line. Back over to Cliff. They get it inside again. Severs. Severs, left-handed hook. It's good. Chris Severs with 2 points on that possession. Dort College leads 22-15. He's got five. McIntosh with the basketball right side. Comes back over to Shackett. Shackett underneath. Gives it to Rousseau. Rousseau with five. And the Dort College defender lead is 22-19. 22-17, beg your pardon. 22-17. Underneath intended for Severs. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Northwest basketball. Well, Dort College has gotten it done with defense today thus far. You knew they had to. Now you'd just like their offense to get on track. 3:22 left to play in this first half. Northwest for the basketball. Bringing it up is Skogstad. Skogstad passes over to Dornick. Dornick, right side, Grujevic. Grujevic gives it up to Skogstad, and we've got a foul underneath the basket called on Austin Kachi. Kachi whistled for the personal with 3:10 remaining. Neither team in the bonus yet. That's team foul number five on the defenders. Northwest to throw the ball in. This is Shackett, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded. Ball's tapped. It's loose and traveling with the basketball. Well, now they're going to call a jump ball. I had thought they were going to call a travel, but instead they call the jump ball. And the North College defenders will have the basketball with 3:06 remaining in the first half. North College leads it 22-17. 22-17 our score, 3 minutes remaining in this first half. Warner with the basketball, bringing it up against Skogstad. Warner passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi, left side Warner. Warner off the bounce, inside intended for Severs, and it's deflected and taken away by Northwest. Northwest with a chance to cut into the five-point lead. They go left side over to Shackett, and Shackett dribbles on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Slug it out basketball this morning so far. It was a defensive struggle in the first game between Lords and Indiana Wesleyan. It's a defensive struggle here in game number two as well. North College leads it 22-17, 2:40 remaining in this first half. Into the front court with it is Warner. Warner with the basketball, looking for the ball screen, gets it from Bogle. Warner floats it up, shot off the heel, no good. Tap, no good. Rebound, Walthersdorf, no good. Tap again by Vogel, no good. Tap by Vogel again, it's good. Keep hammering away on the rock, and sooner or later it'll fall. And the North College defenders lead 24-17. Northwest with the basketball. Cody Shackett with it on the wing. Shackett picks up his dribble, goes back right side to Skogstad. Skogstad with it on the right wing. Skogstad stops, gives it Grujevic. Shot in the lane is good. Grujevic with the two-point basket. North College leads 24-19. Rindles with it at the top of the key. He's going to drive in, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. And I believe they've just called a charge on Nathan Rindles. A little overzealous on the drive with 1:52 left to play in the first half. And the foul's going to go on Rindles. Initially, they put it up on the board as being against Cliff Warner. And they get that bit of bookkeeping taken care of. 1:52 left to go in the first half. Eagles will bring the basketball up. Grujicic with the basketball. Grujicic guarded by Vogel. He passes out front to Russo. Russo, nothing there. Comes back out front to Shackett. Shackett will put up the three and missed it. Rebound fought for, tapped out, and last touch by Northwest. It'll be North College basketball. Every rebound is a battle for survival of the fittest underneath the basket. Just because you think you've got inside position doesn't mean much. You had better secure that ball. 1:30 remaining in this first half. North College by 5, 24-19. Warner with the basketball, draws the trap, gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the lane, kick out, Kachi. Kachi, three ball, got it! Kachi with the three ball. North College leads by 8, 27-19. 1:11 left to play in this first half. Russo answering, three, no. Rebound, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it over to Warner. Warner, four left to play in the first half. Warner into the front court. Cliff, crossover dribble, nothing there. Gives it back over to Severs. Severs underneath Walt. Walt, layup good. Trevor Walthersdorf with a two-point basket. He's got seven. North College leads 29-19, and Northwest is forced to use a timeout. Full-length timeout. Back with more after this. 55.3 seconds remaining in the first half. North College has opened a 29-19 lead. It is Northwest basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Northwest basketball. Out front with the ball is McIntosh. McIntosh with 8 points. He passes to Dornick. Dornick will drive right side, kick out pass, and threw it away. It's North College basketball. Northwest will have the basketball. I certainly thought the ball was last touched by Northwest, but evidently a North College player tipped it. And it's Northwest basketball with 20 seconds on the shot clock. They get the ball inbounded to Grijovic. Grijovic with the basketball. He's going to drive with the left hand. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. And that, my friend, is a makeup call. Chris Severs clearly had that one go off of his side out of bounds. This time they give it to Dort College. Dort College can hold for the final shot of the first half. Warner with the basketball. He'll take it across half court. Dort College would like to go into the locker room up 10 at the worst. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi at the center jump circle. He'll size up the defense. Austin with the basketball. Austin gives it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner in between the circles out front. 12 seconds remaining. Warner with the basketball. Nothing there. 9 seconds. He's still got the dribble alive. Curl screen out front. Walt. Walt triple teamed, and we've got a foul called away from the ball on Kyle Lindbergh with 5 seconds remaining. Kyle Lindbergh whistled for the personal foul with 5 ticks left on the clock. And now the Eagles will check Green back into the contest. 5 seconds remaining in the half. 29-19. Dort College by 10. Northwest with a chance to cut into the lead. Northwest will inbound the basketball. McIntosh will throw it in. Green will receive the pass in the backcourt. Well, they'll force Green, someone else, to get the ball. They get it inbounded too. Skogstad, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Dort College defenders. If that is on Lindbergh, that's number 3 on him. And Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his third with 1.5 seconds left. So he went from one foul to 3 in the last 5 seconds of this half. Both calls questionable. Ryan McIntosh to the free throw line to shoot 2. McIntosh free throw is up. Well, they say a 1-1, but he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 29-20, Dort College by 9. Another free throw on the way for McIntosh. Swing of events here as Dort College looked like they were going to go into the locker room up by 10. And missing the second free throw is McIntosh. Dort College goes into the locker room up 29-20. Now I have to make a correction. That one foul not called on Lindbergh, evidently, early in the ballgame. They only had 2 up on the board against him. We'll double-check that at halftime when we get the numbers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
This broadcast of Dort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailed in this one early. Got down by as many as 4 at 10-6. Went on a 7-0 run to get up 13-10, and actually were on a 9-0 run at one point, getting up 15-10. Dort College has led by as many as 10 in the first half, 29-19, and go to the locker room up 29-20 at the half. It's been a pretty good defensive performance thus far by the defenders. Northwest finally giving Dort College a little room to work in the latter stages of the first half, and that allowed Dort College to get on a little bit of a run and able to extend their lead to double digits at one point. And we will see if Dort College can continue that trend and build on it more. Foul trouble for Northwest as well, as their leading scorer and rebounder, Michael Green, saddled with 3 fouls. He picked up 2 in the first 2 minutes, picked up his third at the 5:58 mark. He has been held scoreless thus far. You can bet a large part of Northwest's comeback attempt will revolve around getting Michael Green involved in the offense. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more from Keeter Gym on the campus of the College of the Ozarks right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College 12 for 30 from the floor for 40%, 3 of 10 on three-pointers for 30%, 2 for 3 on free throws for 67%. For Northwest, they're 7 of 22 from the floor, 31.82%, 3 of 14 on threes, 21.4%, 3 of 6 on free throws for 50%. Dort College has out-rebounded Northwest 17 to 14. Individual totals look like this. Dort College is led by Trevor Walterstorff with 7 points. Austin Kachi has 6. Jordan Vogel has 4. Chris Sievers with 5. Cliff Warner with 5. Kyle Lindberg with a pair. For Northwest, they're topped by Ryan McIntosh is 9 points. 5 for Michael Rousseau on a 3 and a 2. Nemanja Grujovic with 4 points. And Cody Shackett has 2 points at the half. Leading rebounder for Dort College, Kyle Lindberg, has 6. 3 for Cliff Warner to go with 2 assists. 3 rebounds for Jordan Vogel. For Northwest, they are topped in rebounds by Michael Rousseau with 3, while Jokovic and McIntosh have 2 rebounds apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors, 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. From the National Basketball Tournament, Branson, Missouri, Dort College leads Northwest at halftime, 29-20. Back with second half play. Well, we won't be back for second half play quite yet, but we'll be back with more information for you at halftime right after this.
Went up to...
The winner of this contest advances on and plays tomorrow morning at 10:15 against Indiana Wesleyan. Indiana Wesleyan, a winner earlier today in overtime, 62-60 over Lords of Ohio. Coming up following this contest, it's Jamestown versus Cardinal Stritch, a team out of Wisconsin. Later this morning, or later this afternoon, it'll be Rochester versus Bellevue. At 4 o'clock today, Grace versus Tennessee Wesleyan, followed at 5:45 by St. Thomas of Florida versus Mount Mercy. 7:30 tonight, Northwestern plays Cal Maritime, while Warner Pacific will play Dakota State in the last game of the day, scheduled for a 9:15 start time, but we are already running behind schedule due to that overtime contest earlier today between Indiana Wesleyan and Lords. Let's take one more break. Second half play right after this. Second half play set to begin. Here we go. Northwest with the basketball out front. This is Grujovic. Grujovic gives it off right side to McIntosh. McIntosh down low to Green. Green back over to Grujovic. Grujovic comes back left side over to Rousseau. Rousseau off the dribble. Comes back over to Green. Green on the wing. Ball tipped, taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg doesn't have the numbers. He's going to drive in. Sidesteps a defensive player with the left hand. Scoops it up good. 31-20, Dort College with an 11-point lead. 19-28 left to play in this ballgame. With it out front, Rousseau. Rousseau goes McIntosh. McIntosh into the corner to Dornick. Dornick down low to Green. Green guarded by Vogel. Vogel holding his ground. Hook shot by Green is good. Michael Green with his first 2 points. Dort College leads 31-22. Lindberg with the basketball out front. Kyle with it in between the circles. Comes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Looking for the backdoor cut. Kachi isn't open. They go left side over to Kachi. Kachi in the right corner. Kachi comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner right side. It goes Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg in the right corner. Lindberg looking for someone to pass to. 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Warner. Warner back to Lindberg. Lindberg back to Warner. 7 to shoot. Warner with the left hand. Scoops it up. Soft touch. Good. 33-22, Warner with the runner, he's got 7. Dort College leads by 11. Eagles have the basketball. Eagles on the right wing with the basketball is Dornick. Dornick down to the baseline, nothing there. Comes back out front to Green. Green spins, cut off by Vogel. Ball's deflected, picked up by Northwest. Driving in to Grujovic, and Grujovic travels with it. Nemanja Grujovic can't believe it. He gets called for the travel, and the Dort College defenders have the basketball back with an 11-point lead and an opportunity to build on it. Bringing the basketball up is Cliff Warner. Warner gives it off Lindberg. Lindberg guarded there by Rousseau. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff off the dribble. Stops, pops, 12-footer off the window. Good. 9 points for Warner. Dort College leads 35-22. Bakers doesn't lead for the defenders. Bringing the basketball back the other way is McIntosh. McIntosh gives it Dornick. Dornick guarded there by Kachi. Spin move, nothing there. Green, Green flips it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Russo. Russo, shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play by Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his third. I had to rectify my books at halftime, get them to balance out. Lindbergh had two in the first half rather than the three I had initially thought. I had missed one on Chris Severs, so Severs had one. Russo to the free throw line where he's 0 for 2 today. Free throw is up and good. Kaiser will check in. Lindbergh will check out. 17:40 remaining in the game. Another free throw on the way for Russo. A 72... Russo. Russo's free throw is up and good. Russo makes the second free throw. He's got seven, and the Dort College lead is 35-24. With a basketball, Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser with a basketball. Comes over to Warner. Warner on the right wing. Nothing there. Kachi. Kachi, deep right wing. Comes back to Warner. Warner with the ball to Kaiser. Kaiser out front. Eagles look like they're in a zone. 1-1-3. They get it underneath Vogel. Vogel swinging around right side. Warner. Warner, 15-footer. No good. Rebound, though. Tapped. And it's controlled by Russo. Russo with the basketball. Here comes Northwest with a chance to cut the lead down to single digits. McIntosh out front with it. McIntosh, they're going to look for Russo down low. They're still looking, and the ball is kicked by Kaiser, and Dort College will have an opportunity here to switch up the matchup. Russo was fighting for post position with Warner on that possession. We'll see if they change up the matchup now. McIntosh will inbound. Warner will guard him. Grujic gets it inbounded to Walterstorff guarding him. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Here comes Dort College with the basketball and the lead. Kaiser with it on the right elbow. Drops it off. Walterstorff. Walterstorff, right wing. Walterstorff with the basketball. Backdoor cut. It goes Warner. Warner's pass deflected. Picked up by Severs. Severs bucket. Good. Seven for Severs. Dort College leads 37-24. 16:30 remaining in this ballgame. Russo out front with a basketball. He comes right side McIntosh. McIntosh gives it into the corner. Now Green. Green will spot up, put up the three, and hit it. He does not take many threes, but he drills that one. Green with 5 points. Dort College leads 37-27. Kaiser with the basketball. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with it in between the circles out front. Warner comes back over to Walt. Looks like a 1-2-2 applied by Northwest. Kachi is fouled on the perimeter by McIntosh trying to get into the passing lane. And with 16:08 left to play in the ballgame, Dort College will inbound right side of the floor in front of the scorer's bench on the far side. Throwing the ball in will be Kaiser. Kaiser gets it into Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff looking inside. Severs. Severs able to back his man down, and Severs knocks it down. He's got nine. 39-27, Dort College with the lead. With the basketball is McIntosh. McIntosh on the left side, and we've got a fight for the fight for position, and that's going to go on Severs. Severs in green jockeying, and Severs picks up the personal with 15:51 left to play in the contest. Brett Skogstad will check in. Throwing the ball in will be Brett Skogstad now. Skogstad gets it into Green. Green left side McIntosh. McIntosh for the basketball. He comes back left side to Skogstad. Skogstad right side Grujic. Grujic gets a lane to the basket. Slams it down. He's got six. Dort College leads 39-29. Kaiser basketball back over to Warner. Warner right side it goes. Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi looking. Extending the zone out. Kachi thought about the long three, decided against it. Austin with the basketball goes Severs. Severs on the right elbow. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser in the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Severs. Recycles the offense. 12 to shoot for the defenders. They go to Walt. Walt in the corner. Two players around him. Walterstorff comes back over. And it's taken away by Northwest. Northwest into the front court with a basketball. McIntosh. McIntosh. Spin move. With the right hand, layup on the reverse is good. He's got 11. Dort College leads 39-31. So the 13-point lead has been trimmed to 8. Left side, Walterstorff. 14:50 remaining in the game. with the right side, Kachi. Kachi in between the circles out front. Comes back over to Warner. Warner, high post, Severs. Severs' pass is deflected and taken away by Grigovich. Now nearly stolen by Warner. It's still loose. Picked up by Green. Green, right corner. Three on the way. It's no good. Rebound taken down by Kaiser. Kaiser ahead to Warner. Warner doesn't have the numbers. Two on three. He'll pull it out and set it up. Gives to Kachi. Kachi in the right corner. Austin with the basketball. Comes back over to Warner, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charges to the defenders. Back with more after this. 14:21 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College leads 39-31. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmer Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Inbounding the basketball will be Tyler Waltersdorf. So Tyler's on the floor, along with Vogel, Severs, Cliff Warner, and Austin Kachi. Zone defense still applied by Northwest. Pass out front, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Waltersdorf at the free throw line. Back outside Warner. Warner, three-pointer straight on. Knock it down, Cliff. 12 points for Warner. Dort College leads 42-31. Northwest with the basketball, Shackett. They'll call for a set play man-to-man applied by the defenders. Waltersdorf not giving any ground to Shackett, and he blocks it out of bounds. Good to see Tyler on the floor here in the second half as well. 13:55 left to go in the game. Dort College by 11. They'll inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Skogstad. Skogstad thought about the three. Now instead, Dornick. Dornick, three, missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Vogel. Vogel gets it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a lead and the basketball. 13:40 and counting. Comes high post. Waltersdorf, he's actually out on the floor beyond the three-point line. Comes out to Kachi. Dort College with their two bigs on the floor together. They give it Vogel. Vogel dunk. Six for Vogel. Dort College leads 44-31 off the assist from Chris Severs as he drew the double team. Left side pass goes over to Skogstad. Skogstad, right side. They go into the corner. Northwest with the basketball. Northwest, Dornick. Dornick, nothing there. Comes back Skogstad. Skogstad off the bounce. Shot no good. One and done. Dort College with the basketball. Warner with the basketball brings it up. 13-point advantage for Dort College, 44-31. 13 minutes remaining. They go down low to Severs. Severs, they don't bring the double team. Now he splits the defense. Gives to Ty. Ty, basket good. Tyler Waltersdorf finishes the assist to Chris Severs. 46-31, foul number two on Nikolai Jokovic. 12:58 left to play in this game. Dort College has extended the lead to 15 with seven unanswered. A free throw coming here for Waltersdorf. That's Tyler Waltersdorf, the sophomore from Sioux Center. Waltersdorf battling a foot injury most of the second half of the season. Last time he played was on January 12 in a win over Midland. Free throw by Waltersdorf, no good. And the lead stays at 15, 46-31. Northwest basketball bringing it up is Skogstad. Skogstad on the right wing. Skogstad will put up the three, and he hit it. Not bad defense that time by Kachi, but rainbowing it in was Skogstad. Skogstad with his first three, averaging 5.8 points per game. Dort College with the basketball up. Ball called actually underneath the basket. That's going to go on Chris Severs. Severs picks up the personal, his third, with 12:34 remaining. Well, the way this team can shoot threes, you better keep defending. Rousseau is not on the floor for the Eagles right now. Bringing the ball up is Brett Skogstad. Skogstad goes left side, Green. Green with it on the wing, goes to the post player, Grujevic. Grujevic, they go down low to Green. Green, shot is up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel gives it off Warner. Dort College will walk it up. Cliff with the basketball, working against the defense by Taylor Clyatt. Man-to-man defense applied by Northwest. They couldn't stay in that zone. Dort College was carving it up. Right side it goes Warner. Warner with the basketball, pushed out on the wing. Double team draws it all the way down to the baseline, reverses it, intended for Walterstorff, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwest basketball. 11:58 left to play in this game. 46-34, Dort College by a dozen. Northwest with the basketball, bringing it up is Michael Green. Green in between the circles out front, guarded by Vogel. He'll attack off the dribble. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College, and Green will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He has not shot free throws yet today. He'll shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 11:46 remaining, Dort College by 10. Green is a 76% free throw shooter. He shot 172 this year. By comparison, Trevor Walterstorff, 168. So those are your two leading free throw shooters in terms of volume for both teams, and Green misses the first one. Rousseau will check in. Checking out will be Green. Northwest has had to juggle their lineup here trying to answer the Dort College defenders. Taylor Clyatt gets a break to stretch out a little bit. It gave him a momentary pause, and making the second free throw is Green. Green with 6 points in the second half. Dort College leads 46-35. Tyler Walterstorff will inbound the basketball. Full court pressure defense applied by Northwest. Tyler with it in the backcourt. He'll bring it up against Skogstad. Dort College by 11, 46-35. With the basketball, right side is Walterstorff, and Tyler is fouled on the play near midcourt. Skogstad picks up his first personal with 11:37 left to play in the game. That's in regulation. We've had two overtime games this tournament already. Lindbergh is back in. Ty checks out. Trevor Walterstorff, Vogel, Kachi, and Warner on the floor. So you've got the original starting five going for Dort College right now. Trevor Walterstorff left wing goes over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner working against Tyler Clyatt. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel with it on the baseline. Jordan Vogel with the basketball. Puts it on the deck one time. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with it. Warner guarded by Clyatt. 15 to shoot. Gives it back over to Vogel. Vogel puts it up. And a charging foul called on Jordan Vogel as he took it hard to the basket. Jordan Vogel whistled for the personal with 11:15 remaining in the contest. His first. Certainly looked like the defensive player was shuffling his feet to me and was not set, but the call is a charge. And the Eagles will bring it back the other way, trailing by 11. 11:15 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College leads 46-35. Northwest with the basketball, bringing it up will be Clyatt. Clyatt takes it up across half court. Clyatt comes back over to Skogstad. Skogstad out front, Clyatt. Clyatt left side, McIntosh. McIntosh puts it on the deck. He'll drive, nothing there. Right side back to Clyatt. Clyatt, two, good. Clyatt with the two-point basket. The Dort College defenders lead by 9, 46-37. A 6-0 run by the Eagles after getting down by as many as 15. High post pass, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Vogel. Kachi will drive baseline, lace it up, lays it down. First 2 points for Kachi. Dort College leads 48-37. Coming back the other way, underneath for Rousseau. Rousseau gives it into the corner to Skogstad. Skogstad with the basketball. Left side, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken down by Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff ahead to Lindbergh. Dort College has the numbers. Lindbergh, right side, Kachi. Kachi, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwest. Northwest coming back the other way, Rousseau. We approach the midpoint of the half. 48-37, Dort College by 11. Skogstad, pardon me, Clyatt gets a screen, and we've got a foul called on Kyle Lindbergh trying to fight through the screen. 9:59 left to go in this contest. That is team foul number 6 on the defenders in this. Dort College will continue to shuffle players in and out. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Earlier I said Kachi with his first points, his first points of the second half. Green with the drive down the lane. He's unable to finish. Dort College will bring it up. Kachi with the basketball across the half-court stripe. He goes right side over to Warner. Warner with it on the wing. Cliff with the basketball working against Tyler Quiet. Comes back over to Kaiser. Dort College with an 11-point lead. Kaiser looking to hammer it down low. He does. Gives it to Severs, and Severs is fouled on the play. Foul called on Green, and that's number four on him. 9:34 left to go in the second half. Green was able to go most of the second half, where he's gone 10 minutes and 26 seconds without picking up his fourth. Now he does, so he'll have to catch a breather. Dort College leading 48-37. Inbounding will be Warner. Warner has Walthersdorf open underneath, couldn't find him, gives it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser's shot no good, drew a lot of contact, rebound taken away by Clyatt. Clyatt up in the air, comes back over to McIntosh. McIntosh puts up a three. It's good. Three-point basket by McIntosh. He's got 14. And the Dort College lead is 48-40. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. 9:22 left to go in regulation. Dort College leads it 48-40. Dort College has led by as many as 15 here in the second half. This is as close as Northwest has been in the second half after trailing by 9 at halftime, 29-20. That's 3 minutes are very important. Kaiser to inbound the basketball. Kaiser gets it into Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf will hand it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser will bring it up. Kaiser takes it across half court, gives it off to Walt. Walt with the basketball, right side Warner. Warner with it on the wing. Warner had some breathers in the first half. He is not here in the second half. Trevor with the basketball, down to the baseline. Kicks it out, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, three ball on the way. Knock it down, Cliff. 51-40, Dort College on the three-pointer by Warner. Warner now with 15 points, 10 in the second half. Northwest basketball. With it on the right side is Taylor Quiet. Quiet with it on the right wing. Still has his dribble. He's going to think about the two. Instead gets it inside, and we've got a travel called on Grujevich. Grujevich called for the travel violation. Dort College will inbound, length of the floor in front of them, up by 11. Kaiser to throw it in danger of a 5 seconds call, finds Kachi. Kachi in the backcourt, 8:35 and counting. Austin with the basketball, he'll bring it up against Russo, and we've got a foul called on Russo. That's foul number five on Russo. Team foul number, foul number one on Russo. Team foul number five, beg your pardon. Dort College to inbound the basketball. They find Severs, and the ball is tapped away by Grujevich. I don't know if I'm ever going to get Nemanja Grujevich and his pronunciation correct today. I'll keep trying, though. Warner to throw the ball in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner gets it in, Walt. Walt in traffic, puts it up, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, Walt again, layup good, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Trevor Walthersdorf trying again. He'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity, and Michael Green, Coach John Van Dyke, has seen enough on the Northwest bench. He wants to check Green back into the contest. Grujevich checks out of the contest. 8:28 left to go in regulation. Dort College 53, Northwest 40. Pending the free throw by Walt. Walt 1-for-2 from the charity stripe today. Free throw is up. Free throw in and out. No good. Tap by Kaiser. Rebound Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Now we've got a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Anything goes on the rebounds. Out on the perimeter, you're probably going to get called for the fouls. Warner to throw the ball in, Dort College with a 53-40 advantage. Throwing it in, Cliff gets it in over the top and gets it in to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser flips it over to Kachi as he fell down. Right side Warner. Warner, three ball! No good. Rebound cleared out by McIntosh. McIntosh with the basketball. 8:14 remaining. A wild sequence there. Northwest with the basketball, Russo. Russo puts it on the floor, tries to drive in, gets it back right side, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Dort College and Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf over to Warner, Cliff into the front court. He's hammered from behind, no call made. Rebound, pass right side, Walt. Walt, Severs, bucket, good. 55-40, Dort College trying to bludgeon Northwest down low right now. 7:40 and counting. Dort College matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Hanging in the air, shot no good. Rebound tap in by Green. Michael Green with a two-point basket. He's got eight, all in the second half. Dort College leads 55-43. 7:25 and counting, ball game. Out front with it is Trevor Waltersdorf. See if they run a clear out for him. He's guarded by Rousseau. Waltersdorf gets a step, drops it off Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball in on, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwest. Northwest right side, Rousseau. Rousseau, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner, and now we've got some chippiness going on. On that last play, Taylor Client tried to set up at midcourt and tried to get the official to buy a call at half court that he was hit by Kaiser. And now trying to slide in to take a block was Ryan Dornick, and he stuck a knee out. And Cliff Warner took that one in the thigh. He's up, and he'll shoot a 1-1. 55-42, Dort College by 13. That sequence, there were some things happening that you don't like to see on the basketball floor. Let's see if Dort College can muscle through it. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank as they wipe up some moisture. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. No other word to describe it other than chippy, borrowing that hockey term. And it all started with Taylor Client at half court. 7:02 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College 55, Northwest 42. It's been slug it out basketball. Not real pretty so far today. Warner 1-1. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Cliff. Warner now with 16 points. 1.5 better than a season average, and he can extend the lead to 15 with a made free throw here. It's up. It's no good. Rebound Kaiser. Kaiser's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Northwest. Northwest off and running with the basketball left side, McIntosh. McIntosh, cross-court pass right side over to Client. Client with it on the wing. Client picks up his dribble. Comes right side, Green. Green, 12-footer, no good. Rebound controlled by Northwest. Three, no good. Another rebound, Green. Green comes back, shot blocked by Vogel, but a foul called on Vogel, and free throws on the way for Ryan Dornick. Coach Ross Dalma talked about the long rebound being a concern in the pregame. We have not seen it be much of a concern so far today, but on that sequence it was, as Ryan Dornick finally gets the ball going to the hoop and is fouled on the play. That foul called on Vogel is number two on him with 6:37 remaining. Free throw on the way is up and good for Ryan Dornick, his first point of the day. He's a 79% free throw shooter, 56-43 Dort College by Baker's dozen. Another free throw, this one's up and good as well. Dornick with 2 points, and the defender lead is 56-45. Northwest shows half-court trap. Dort College, Warner draws three players to him. Warner throws it up for Vogel. Vogel touches it back over to Walt. Walt, layup good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 11 points, and the Dort College lead is back to 14 at 50. Could finish this one. Answering is Skogstad with a three from the top of the key. And the Dort College lead is 58-47. 6:08 remaining in regulation. Timeout on the floor. Back
each
with
more than
after 10,000. This. 58-47, Dort College by 11. On the floor for the defenders, it's Kaiser, Kachi, Warner, Trevor Waltersdorf, and Vogel. For Northwest, it's Green, Dornick, McIntosh, Client, and Skogstad. Skogstad moments ago hit a three. He's got a pair of threes so far in the second half. Chachi with the basketball. Dort College with an 11-point lead. Ball is tapped away from behind by McIntosh. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:53 left to play in this game. 58-47, Dort College up 11. Walterstorff inbound in front of the scorer's bench opposite me. I'm looking straight at him as he gets it into Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Walt. Walt with it on the left wing. Trevor goes left side, Austin Kachi. Austin with the basketball, back over to Warner. Warner right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, Dort College looking for the pass down low. Instead, they go to Vogel. Vogel turning against Green, off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwest. Northwest with the basketball. Coming back the other way, left side pass to Skogstad. Skogstad to Dornick. Dornick drops it off for Green. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Kaiser. Kaiser, give him the hustle points there. Here's Warner. Warner on the right side, nothing there. Warner back outside Kachi, 5:18 and counting. Pass goes left side Walt. They isolate him. He's facing McIntosh. He'll bring it out to the perimeter. Walterstorff looking inside for Vogel. Instead goes back over to Kachi. Kachi, free throw line jumper. Whisper it through, Austin Kachi. 60-47, Dort College, a Baker's dozen. 4:57 left to play in this game. Out front, McIntosh. His three off the mark, no good. Rebound flat-footed, taken by Kachi. That barely grazed the front of the rim and fell almost straight down, and Kachi was there to pick it up. He goes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff tries to find Vogel. Ball dribble behind the back. Taken away by Walt. Walt, layup, right hand, left side, good. 13 for Walt, 62-47, Dort College on a 7-0 run. Green back out front, Dornick. Dornick with the basketball, McIntosh. McIntosh on the wing. McIntosh back over to Skogstad. Skogstad on the left wing. Skogstad with it on the left wing, gets a screen, comes back out front, Dornick. Dornick down to the baseline, nothing there. Back to Skogstad, guarded there by Kachi. 4:10 left to play in the game. Right baseline is McIntosh. McIntosh Green. Green with the basketball. He'll put up another three and hit it. He had one made three this season. He's got two today. 62-50. Dort College by a dozen. 3:55 left to go in the game. Well, I don't think that scoreboard is right. 65-47. They've got it for Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM.
For the latest
back
on
with more
sports
after this.
News, visit.
Nothing will confuse an announcer more than when they look up at the scoreboard and the score isn't what they think it should be. So let's recap. Dort College was up 62-47. Michael Green hit a three to make it 62-50, I thought. Instead, they put three up on the board for Dort College. Not a bad deal. You'll take that, but it's not right. At that point, it was 65-47 on the board, and they had to switch things around. Walterstorff gets a bucket, and the score should be 64-50, and they get it corrected. Walterstorff with 15, Warner with 16, Dort College by 64-50. With it out front, Skogstad. Skogstad comes back out to McIntosh. McIntosh to Clyatt. Clyatt with a basketball off the dribble over the top of Severs. Two-point basket is good. He's got four, and the Dort College lead is 64-52. Foul called in the backcourt, and Northwest not going to waste any time. They're going to commit some fouls and send Dort College to the free throw line. And I'm not sure how long Coach Ross Dahma can afford to leave Kyle Lindberg on the floor shooting free throws. We'll see how Kyle does here. He's a 57% free throw shooter coming into the contest. 64-52, Dort College by a dozen. First one is up and good. Now, I will say this, Lindberg has been playing with a lot more confidence the last month or so. And he makes the first free throw. If he makes him, he can stay on the floor. Second free throw is up and down for Kyle Lindberg. So Lindberg with six, and the defenders lead 66-52. Two teams trading 2 points on those last two possessions. Clyatt gives it up to Skogstad. Skogstad shuffled his feet, no call made. Comes back over to Green. Green, a three, good. Three threes for Green today, all in the second half. He has 14, and the Dort College lead is 11, 66-55. Warner with it on the right side, under 3 minutes to go. And Northwest will play the foul game. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, pardon me, it's still a 1-1. So Michael Green this season had not shot many free throws, or pardon me, not many three-pointers. Warner, free throw is up and good. Northwest will try to trade threes for twos. Warner makes another free throw. It's up and good. Cliff Warner makes both free throws and the defenders lead 68-55. Michael Green, 1 of 5 on three-pointers this season coming into the game. He's got 3 made today. Layup, left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders off the missed shot by Skogstad. Warner passes it off after he was trapped. And he's called for a travel violation before he can get rid of the basketball. Coach Ross Dalma looking how I feel right now. Disbelief. And Northwest will get... Dort College gets the basketball back after Michael Green has the ball tipped away from him off of his leg. Out of... And the Dort College defenders will inbound with Sean Kaiser. Kaiser gets it into Warner. Warner with the basketball across half court. Cliff into the front court. He's going to drive all the way. Lays it up with the right hand. Got his arm taken off, and there was no foul called. Cliff Warner took it in, got hacked on the arm, no call made, and Warner will inbound the basketball with a grin on his face on the left side of the lane. He knows he got fouled, and most everyone knew he got fouled on the play as Green went up and just hacked him. Warner to inbound, gets it into Walt. Walt with the basketball back over to Cliff. Cliff with the ball, right side it goes Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff with it, goes on the left wing. Drops it off inside Kaiser. Kaiser wrap around Seavers. Seavers shot no good, but he's fouled. Chris Seavers with 11 points thus far. And he can go to the free throw line and extend the Dort College lead back to 15. This has been hard work today for the defenders. That foul called against Michael Green. And that's it for him today as he will close out his junior season if his team can't retake the lead, and he will go to the bench with 14 points all in the second half. He's been battling foul trouble all day. The unquestioned leader of this Northwest team, he'll check out. Seavers makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 12 for Seavers. Another free throw on the way for Chris Seavers, trying to make it 70-55. Another free throw is up, and it's good. Seavers is 3 for 3 from the charity stripe today. Seavers will check out with 13 points, according to my count, 998 for his career. With the basketball is McIntosh. McIntosh, fade away from 12, no good. Rebound Lindbergh, and it looks like Dort College is going to ride this one home. Comes over to Warner. Warner in the backcourt. They don't want to foul him. They get it to Lindbergh. He hot potatoes it over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser back over to Kachi. Kachi layup good. Kaiser directing Kachi. You saw him yell to him at the wing to go. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh on the other end. Here comes Dort College up by 17, 72-55. Kachi into the front court. They tried to foul him. They wouldn't call it. Pass comes over to Warner. Warner gives it back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Right side Warner. Warner steps up. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by the Eagles. Northwest with the basketball. Northwest with it on the right side. This is McIntosh. McIntosh at the free throw line. Back outside. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner with it at midcourt. Northwest is basically conceded. They're not getting back on defense. Dort College will pull it out, and Warner is hacked on the arm again, this time by Ryan McIntosh, and this time they call it. The last sequence, a player grabbed Austin Kachi at midcourt, but they refused to call the foul. We'll have substitutes checking in for the defenders here with 1:12 remaining. 72-55, Dort College up by 17. Warner, free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Cliff Warner. 19 for Cliff. The bigger the stage, it seems the bigger he plays. 73-55, our score. Dort College trying to extend it to 19. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And Cliff Warner makes them both. He'll check out of the ballgame. 19-point advantage for the defenders. 74-55. Dort College has scored 45 points here in the second half, limiting Northwest to 35 points. This was a Northwest team that came in averaging 73.6 points per game. They're going to be held well below their season average. On the floor for the defenders, Dalma Beaver, David Denherter, Aaron Van Vocht, and Nathan Rindles. Foul called underneath on Reese Beaver. Beaver whistled for the personal with 1:02 remaining. So Dort College, if they hang on to this 19-point advantage, will advance on to the second round of the tournament, where they will play tomorrow at 10:15, another bright and early rise and shine game. McIntosh makes the free throw. He has 15 points. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and down as well. So McIntosh makes them both. 74-57, Dort College by 17. Van Vocht will bring the ball up. Van Vocht on the right wing. They bring the trap. He steps through it, gets it over to Dalma. Dalma Beaver. Beaver will put up the three from the wing. Good. Reese Beaver with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 77-57. Under a minute remaining. Fade away by McIntosh. It's good. He's been the lone bright spot, really, for Northwest today. Dort College by 18. Van Vocht in the backcourt. Flashes to Beaver. Beaver across the middle. He comes back over to Dalma. Dalma, Denherter. Denherter off the glass. Good. David Denherter with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 79-59. 28 seconds and counting. Long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Denherter. Denherter over to Rindles. Rindles will bring it up. It appears Northwest will concede. ...79-59, Dort College gets the win. Dort College advances on in tournament play with a 27-6 mark. They end Northwest season at 22-11 as Northwest allows the clock to run out. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's men's college basketball game from the College of the Ozarks in the national tournament right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious tonight, or I should say today. You know, I talked about losing all sense of time, and I have. It's this morning. I guess we can officially say this afternoon now. 79-59, Dort College gets the win after leading 29-20 at halftime. Dort College 31-59 from the floor, 52.5%. 66% in the second half, 6 of 17 on three-pointers, 35.3%, 11 of 15 on free throws for 73.3%. For Northwest, they were 20 of 55 from the floor, 36%, 9 of 28 from the three-point line for 32%, 10 of 14 on free throws, 71%. Dort College out-rebounded Northwest, 36-26. Turnovers, Dort College 15, Northwest 16. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at the individual numbers from the Keter Gym on the campus of the College of the Ozarks right after
this. Did you miss the flip?
Welcome back to the Wireless World post-game wrap-up show. The North College defenders victorious 79-59 over the Northwest Eagles. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room, and we will visit with him in just a moment. His youngest son, Caleb, wants a piece of him as well, and I can understand why after a first-round win, 79-59. Coach, congratulations on a win, and it's always a good feeling just simply to get that first one out of the way, and your team did it. We talked about it in the pregame. You had to do it with defense, and you did that here this afternoon. Pretty strong defensive effort by your team. Well, we have some problems with Coach Ross Dalma's microphone. and we will try this one more time. And if we don't, we'll take a break, and then we'll get a headphone on him. Test one, two. Test one, two. Test one, two.
There we go. We good, Mike?
All right.
Yep. We can do it all. Coach, talking about the fact that your team, a good defensive effort, especially on the perimeter for your team today.
Very good effort on the perimeter, Mike. And obviously we had talked in the pregame about them being a very prolific three-ball shooting team. I thought the key for us was Trevor Walterstorff really getting after their trigger man a little bit, number 34. You probably know how to pronounce his name better than I do, but he's the guy that kind of keys a lot of those shots. I thought Trevor really got after him early and forced some turnovers and disrupted some confidence and some rhythm early. And the other perimeter players did a very good job of getting some high hands and just coming up with some long rebounds.
You're down 10-6. There was no panic. You finally started getting the ball inside, having a little success, went on a little run, and from there it seemed like your offense clicked just a little bit better.
It did. You know, we were getting some good looks, but they just weren't going down, and then we settled down a little bit and got the ball into the post area, and some good things happened there. You know, they double-teamed our post, and we got some open looks there to get Cliff and Austin going just a little bit. But Trevor and Jordan and Chris, you know, did some good damage there inside. And by halftime, you know, we felt that we had the momentum, you know, in our favor. It was just a matter of the second half, you know, how good would the defensive effort be? And it was pretty solid in the second half for the most part.
Second half, Cliff Warner comes up, scores 16 points. Trevor Walterstorff worked his way to 15 points. It seems the bigger the stage for those two, the better they play.
They do. And, you know, that for us to be successful down here, you know, it's no secret those two got to play well, along with three or four other key players. I mean, that's just the way it is. And then you got to get some good minutes off the bench from guys who can contribute. And, you know, today we did that. I thought Kyle Lindbergh was solid today. You know, 10 rebounds, got in a little foul trouble there, but when he rebounds the ball, you know, he can jump start the fast break because he's a bit handling the open floor, and that gives us a little different dimension too.
This type of game today, it seemed like it favored Chris Sievers a little bit more than Jordan Vogel today. He worked for 13 points. He gave you some very productive minutes.
He did. Chris is very solid today. You know, last year at this time, he was a pretty nervous cat down here. And, you know, he said before the game, he said, hey, just feel a lot more relaxed. And obviously he came out and played very well today.
Indiana Wesleyan tomorrow. We had the opportunity to watch them play Lords. Your thoughts on Indiana Wesleyan after watching them play?
Well, they're a lot like us. You know, a solid team who, you know, utilizes the arc a little bit with a shooter, but they've got a very good post player. And they don't make mistakes. You know, they don't beat themselves. They just sit down defensively and play hard. So, you know, they're the seventh seed. They've had a tremendous season, and we'll do the best we can in the next 24 hours to try to get ready for them.
Well, the clock is counting. We're down about 20 hours.
That's the fun thing about this tournament. We're back-to-back there the rest of the way, and I know our guys will put together a great effort tomorrow.
Coach, congratulations. Catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Individual numbers look like this. They had Cliff Warner with 20 points. I had him with 21. 15 for Trevor Walterstorff, 12 for Austin Kachi, 13 for Chris Sievers. Sievers a perfect 5 for 5 from the floor and 3 for 3 on free throws. He also credited with 5 assists for Chris Sievers. Cliff Warner had 3 assists for the defenders, Austin Kachi with a pair. Kyle Lindbergh worked his way for 10 rebounds. 6 rebounds for Austin Kachi, 5 for Trevor Walterstorff, 5 for Jordan Vogel, 4 for Sean Kaiser, and 4 for Cliff Warner. For Northwest, they were topped by Ryan McIntosh with 18 points. Michael Green had 14. 7 for Michael Rousseau, 6 for Nemanja Grujic, and Brett Skogstad had 6. 2 points for Ryan Dornick. Michael Rousseau came into the contest, the leading three-point shooter far and away for Northwest. He was limited today to just 1 of 6 from the three-point line. Dort College advances on with a 27-6 mark. Northwest ends their year at 22-11. So tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock again, we'll get on the air with our pregame show. Dort College versus Indiana Wesleyan. Indiana Wesleyan, 26-6. They were winners earlier today over Lords of Ohio, 62-60 in overtime. And we will tip it off tomorrow morning at 10:15, the second game of the day. The first game of the day features York versus Midland. That will do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. A thank you to our funders for making today's broadcast possible. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow morning from the College of the Ozarks. Stay tuned. News, weather, and sports coming up during the noon hour on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Piker. Good afternoon.